Welp, my father told me not to call him dad the other day.
Obviously, it's been about 8 days since I've posted a podcast, maybe even more. So the daily podcast thing kind of took a hiatus last week. And now you know why. And you know, as strong as I prove myself to be, I am human. Woo! Wow. It's funny, I was having a conversation last week with some people before all of this happened. Or it may have been shortly after, but I was having a conversation with a few new friends that I met about inner child healing and inner child work. And, you know, the eclipse happened last week, and I believe in energy. And so there was a lot of impact, I feel, on many people because of this eclipse. And the timing of me meeting them and discussing these things and planning to do some inner child work this past weekend and not getting to it because I was living in the moment and, you know, something else had come up. Somehow life is still making it happen, just not in the way that I feel like I would have traditionally thought it happens. You know, you think inner child work means journaling on prompts or reading certain books about it or doing research or watching things or meditating or this or that. But sometimes I feel like I'm doing the work as I'm allowing myself to just be and live through it and feel what I'm feeling. And I feel like this happens all the time. I feel like I'm doing the work all the time because I'm continuously feeling and experiencing the life that I'm living, and I'm being authentic to it, and I'm being true to it, and I'm being reflective while experiencing it, and I'm being honest with myself about how I feel about it and things and experiences all in the moment. And so when I try to go and schedule these things, of course there's so much to take away and so much value to gain from sessions like that that are also scheduled with yourself, right? But I feel like there's so much more that can happen also. And there's so many different ways of going about it that when we put it all into one box or one way or one, like life is so multidimensional, you know, it's not just one dimensional. So it's like when we try to live our lives as if we're this simplistic being, it blows my mind because it's complete the opposite. I started this month saying that I was going to do a podcast every single day. And oh my gosh, yes, of course, that would be the goal. And that would be what I would want to give myself and you. But this past week, it was just not that. I decided that I'm going to do stand-up though, on April 29th for the very first time. And I've been wanting to get up on stage ever since COVID because I started writing right before COVID, and then COVID happened and all the comedy clubs shut down. But I'm so glad, you know, because I feel like today I'm ready, but you know, you make plans and God laughs. That's my plan for now though, because I feel ready. That's what I'm feeling right now. And so I'm going for it. I'm taking a leap of faith on the stage and just going for it. What do you think I should start with? How about, my dad told me not to call him dad the other day.